I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 21. Coming up, United States government donates 7,000 less lethal devices to the JCF. IMF and Jamaica to discuss successor program and cabinet to receive draft action plan for public sector reform. The details after the break.
When you take you and make fashion, you can't eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or have come up with that can benefit the whole of we? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, where individuals, companies, and institutions can win cash awards for their innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close September 30.
Now the news. The United States government has donated 3,500 sets of less lethal devices and equipment to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, as part of efforts to boost the efficiency of frontline officers in dealing with members of the public. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says this brings the total to 7,000, following the handover of similar equipment in November 2014. The kit includes batons, handcuffs, utility belts, and pepper sprays.
By the time all these 7,000 kits are deployed, majority of the members of the force will be trained to use them. And they will, by then, become a standard part of the police kit in the JCF. This will enable our police force to demonstrate much greater respect for human rights. And that, eventually, should contribute to improved confidence in the JCF.
Under the Less Lethal Program, 26 police officers have received training from the Pasadena Police Department in the United States. They will in turn train more than 3,500 JCF officers to use the devices and equipment. An additional 19 police officers were trained in Louisiana in June as defensive tactic instructors. In the meantime, Minister of National Security Robert Montague says an updated Memorandum of Understanding is to be signed in coming weeks between the Ministry and the Umbrella Group of Churches to govern the surrender of wanted persons or persons of interest and the handling of illegal firearms to be handed over to the police. Minister Montague says the standard operating procedures will also be extended to lay magistrates.
I want to use this opportunity to thank members of the clergy from all walks of life and all religions over the years who have played such a tremendous role in assisting law enforcement, in taking in wanted persons, in taking in weapons and ammunition, in just being a general partner to the police force in observing and holding us to standards in terms of protection of human rights.
The National Security Minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News following the handing over ceremony for 7,000 less lethal weapons to the police at the National Police College of Jamaica in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, Wednesday. The International Monetary Fund, IMF country team, is slated to return to Jamaica this week to continue discussions with the government on a successor program to the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the new program will incorporate several focus areas, including maintaining fiscal and debt sustainability, as well as strengthening Jamaica's competitiveness and business climate by further elimination of red tape and other legal and administrative bottlenecks.
Our emphasis is on accelerating economic growth by pursuing more strategic and transformative private sector investments, creating more fiscal space to increase our capital spending while targeting such spending on infrastructure that supports our growth strategy.
Minister Shaw was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Jamaica's current agreement with the IMF ends in April 2017. The executive board of the IMF last week completed the 13th review of Jamaica's economic performance under the agreement, facilitating an immediate disbursement of $39 million. And a draft action plan for public sector reform is to be submitted to Cabinet by September 26. This was disclosed by Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw in Parliament Tuesday.
The final action plan will specify time-bound actions to improve efficiency in the public sector through a combination of shared corporate services and the closure, merger, and privatization of some entities.
The transformation of the public sector is one of several structural benchmarks under the International Monetary Fund IMF Extended Fund Facility with Jamaica. As part of efforts to strengthen public financial management, the government has committed to approve a new organizational structure for the Accountant General's Department. Mr. Shaw also noted that among the changes, he intends to lobby for a merger of all betting, racing, and other gaming commissions under a single entity. He emphasized that the aim of the public sector reform is not to reduce employment levels. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This- This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.